performance that we've delivered. I thought the first half we were different class. We sent the tone for the start of the game, and we were that far in front that you were just worried that we switched off or something. We missed a chance to go 3-0 up, and Lindon's came in and apologised there. He slipped in and he's dived in, and they get a goal and you think, oh, that's the last thing. And I'll be honest, for that 5 or 10 minutes just after they scored, we were a wee bit shaky without them creating a lot of other chances. But then again, even at that stage, our forward play the whole match was as good as you'll see in this league. And the goals, the one that really swings to mind is the first goal, and I think Dolby's last one. They're fantastic goals, and all in all, I'm very, very happy.
Is that the best Queens have played under your tenure, do you reckon?
Yeah, I'd imagine it would. You know, when you think about away to Dunfermline, big club, you know, arguably a Premier League club, good squad of players. All the games that we've played since I took over, I think there's been 3 draws and they've beat us 1-0. So there's nothing between the teams for us to go and win 5-2, and it could have been more, if we're being honest. I think that is probably the best performance. The whole team was fantastic, really. And, you know, we made a conscious decision on the back of Callum Fordyce pulling his hamstring a couple of weeks ago. We made a conscious decision. We wrote down all the amount of minutes that each player had played. And there was about 8 players last week was off for the game on the Saturday to the Thursday. We felt that they needed a break mentally and physically. And I think it showed today that the break had done them good. I thought we were powerful, quick, pacey, really good going forward. And, you know, really happy man tonight.
It obviously was a complete performance, but that Stephen Dobie was magnificent.
Yeah, he was, you know, he was unplayable. You know, the Dunfermline players didn't want to go near him. They didn't know who was picking him up. He was popping up here, there and everywhere. And Dobes will get the credit. But, you know, it's good for me that Kano's starting to show what he's all about. I thought he was different class today. I thought he gave their 2 centre-halves a really hard time. Andy Stirling's coming into the player that we wanted him to become. Mercer's got his cell back in the team. And then the people like John and Kai, they just go about their work unnoticed, you know what I mean? Big Lindon out to the left today, where he's played as a striker for us. He played in behind the striker last week. So, no, all in all, you know, it's good. And, you know, I think we've maybe even got ourselves, is it third or fourth? So we've got ourselves into the playoff places. So, no, I'm delighted for the lads. You know, they gave me everything today, and really, really proud of them.